guys. Well, welcome back to our fasting time together. We are on day 5 of our Names of God. Boy, how's your fast going? It's been an exciting time. And at the very beginning of our time together, if you remember, I asked you to begin to ask God for certain things, some specific things that you want to see Him do on this fast. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's for freedom. Maybe it's a job you need or a child you're praying for or just breakthrough. But there's something that you're specifically asking God for on this fast. If you're joining us here at Influence Church for our corporate fast, as you know, we're getting ready to go into our 10-year anniversary. And we're believing God for great things in the next decade here at Influence Church. And so it's exciting to fast together and be in a corporate fast. And that's powerful and very biblical. But we also need to personally be asking for things. I have a couple things on my heart that every single morning I pray for. And every time I get hungry, every time my stomach growls, I specifically pray for that thing. Because I realize that part of my exercise, part of my spiritual discipline is push through the hunger pains or the desire or the very thing that my flesh would rise up with and say, I'm yielding this to you, God. I'm asking you to do something so powerful and so big that I can't do on my own. And that's why we fast. We fast because we want to see God do supernatural things. Well, in day 5, we're going to look together at another name, and it's the name El Shaddai. El Shaddai. And if you remember from our first day, we said that the name El, E-L, is the name God. And here we see God, El Shaddai. And the name Shaddai is actually the word almighty and powerful. Almighty and powerful. So this is God who is almighty and all powerful. Do you remember yesterday we talked about Abram and how God took him out and said, can you count the stars? So will your descendants be. Well, El Shaddai is just a couple chapters later. It's in Genesis 17, and that's where we see the first mention of El Shaddai. And this is when God begins to move deeper with Abram. Now, guys, remember I said to you yesterday through this journey, you're going to start to go deeper with God. You're going to start to have supernatural experiences with God. They're going to build upon one another. And so yesterday, as you had that encounter with God, and maybe, as I said last night, you went out and looked at the stars wherever you are, and hopefully you could count stars. And that's what he was doing with Abram. He was even taking him deeper. And I want to read to you just a little because it's so powerful. It says, when Abram was 99 years old. Now that in itself is quite a journey. That here he was 99 years old believing God for something supernatural. It says, the Lord appeared to Abram and he said to him, listen, I am the Almighty. That literally means and says in the original language, I am the El Shaddai. I am the El Shaddai. I am Almighty God. Now, we could sit and meditate on that right now. Part of my coaching to you is teaching you how to stop and meditate. In the Bible, in Psalms, often we'll see a word, Selah. And it says, this, every time you see it, it says, stop and meditate or ponder. Just ponder. Don't ever read the Word of God so fast that you miss what He's trying to teach you. So he says right here, I am El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. I will make my covenant between me and you. I will multiply you exceedingly. And then look what it says. And then Abram fell on his face. This is when he's getting ready to change his name. And he will call him Abraham, a father of many nations. Do you know God changes our name? He changes our name from lost to saved. From in need to have need. God will change your name. He will change your destiny, just like He did from Abram to Abraham. He gave a covenant. They cut a covenant. There was an agreement between the two that He would do something in his life. And that's what God wants to do. He wants to go into a covenant relationship with you. You do your part, He will do His part. That's what a covenant is. A covenant is an agreement, and God wants you to have a covenant with Him. And He says, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of many nations. Every time you read that passage, every time you hear that story, for the rest of your life, you will remember this is when God said, I am the El Shaddai. The word Shaddai is an interesting name. It actually is the word Shad, which is the word breast. And it's where we actually see where a nursing mother will bring a child to nourish them and feed them and give them sustenance. That's exactly what God is saying to Abraham. I am your El Shaddai. I will provide every need. I will draw you in and I will give you nourishment. And that's what the name El Shaddai is. He is all powerful. He is every need you will ever have. He has met that need. So today, as you stop and you ponder the name El Shaddai, I want you to stop right now. And I want you to think how he wants to bring you in and nourish you. He wants to nourish you. He wants to give you fullness of joy. He wants to meet your need. You know, if you don't ever have a need or make a request, he will not fill your need. And that's part of what our fast is recognizing, just like Abram did when he couldn't have children and yet God said, count the stars. When he says that you're going to be a father of many nations, he had a need for God to meet. That's what El Shaddai does. He is the almighty, all-powerful, all righteous, good God. Take a moment and think about that. Our fasting focus today is fasting for freedom. Now remember I said to you, every day is a new fasting focus. So make sure that you read the bold print on every fasting focus and you stop and you meditate. What is the breakthrough that you need today? What is the fasting focus today for your freedom? This is an interesting story we have in the book of Judges, in Judges 20. And often when we read through the Bible, we read a story and we just read right over it. I want to go for a moment just a little deeper with this story in Judges 20. And here we see the story of the Israelites, and they're doing battle with the Benjamites. And the Benjamites were a very powerful, strong, oppressive people. And they won the battle over and over and over again. Israel was bloodied, and they were beaten, and they were bruised, and they were broken. And often what happens is the giants in the land come and they beat us up time and time and time again. And Israel came to God and they were broken, and they said, God, we need you. Why is it that we wait until the last minute to call out to God? Why is it that we wait until we're bloody and broken and bruised? I want to ask you right now, stop and call out to God in whatever need you have. The Bible tells us that they fasted. They sat there before the Lord and they fasted until evening. They stopped and they fasted. Maybe you didn't even realize how many times fasting is in the Bible. And how many breakthroughs come for freedom through fast. I want you to know, listen to me, I want you to know how powerful fasting is. This is not just a religious experience. You are fasting for freedom. You are fasting for breakthrough. If it's in your marriage, if it's with your children, if it's with your finances, if it's with fear, you are fasting for freedom. You are fasting for breakthrough. Get a pen and write here in your margins, just like I'm marking up this page, what are you believing God for? What are the Benjamins in your life that are beating you up? What are the things in your life that are taking advantage of you? That's why you're fasting. You're fasting for freedom. You're coming to El Shaddai, the almighty, powerful God, and you're asking him to do supernatural things. Take all the stories of the Bible and make them your own. Make these breakthroughs for you. Push through. Have a breakthrough. Have a supernatural experience. That's what God wants to do in our fasting time together. So today, begin to look at this El Shaddai. Begin to look at the Benjamins in your life. What are the things that you need to bring to him in an offering and a prayer? You know, what was really cool here is the Bible tells us that God gave them step by step instructions on how to beat the Benjamites. Now, I'm going to close with this before our prayer. Listen to me. God wants to give you strategies. He wants to give you insight, wisdom, and revelation. He wants to give you step-by-step strategies. And so often we as Christians don't realize that God wants to walk with us, and he wants to give us divine revelation. He wants to show you how to win the battle in your life. Underline that right there. He gave them step-by-step instructions. And that's what I believe you need today. Call out to El Shaddai. El Shaddai, give me strategy, give me clarity, give me wisdom on how to handle the battle. I want you to join me in our prayer today. And again, I want you to work through all of those discussion questions. I've written those for you. Take the time to do that. Sit and meditate, and then close in this prayer with me to El Shaddai. You are my provider, supplying nourishing and satisfying all my needs. I thank you for your everlasting love and provision in my life. I ask that you fight my battles and lead me in victory, confidence, and freedom. Hey, now listen, I'm gonna stop right here. Don't read these prayers just as words. This isn't my prayer. This needs to be your prayer. Look what we say right here. I ask that you fight my battles and you lead me in victory, confidence, and freedom. That was that, what I just told you, to ask for insight, wisdom, revelation, to ask for strategy and step-by-step instruction. Make these your prayer. Ask God to show you how to bring clarity to what you're asking for in your fast. As my El Shaddai, I yield to your plans and paths for my life today, in Jesus' name. Take a few moments as we close right now and tenderly just let El Shaddai, the Almighty God of the universe, who wants to pull you in and nourish you and love you and sustain you, take the next 24 hours of this fast and let this name of God resonate in your spirit. Meditate throughout the day. Call his name out, all the names that we've learned so far. Begin to call out in the name of God and allow him to show you supernatural things in the next 24 hours. Love you guys so much. Stay strong in your fast. I'll see you again in 24 hours. Have a great day.